啊，感谢主主带领。
Thank God for His guidance.
啊，今天早上呢，啊，一个很高兴的心情，啊，这边跟大家来分享。
And this morning, with a very joyful heart, I'm able to be here to share with you.
啊，也是一个很战兢的心情啊，来与大家分享。
And I'm also sharing with you with a very solemn attitude.
啊，因为这是有关神国的奥秘。
Because this has to do with the mystery of the kingdom of God.
因为主耶稣他没有把这个奥秘呢解释啊清楚。
For Lord Jesus did not explain this parable in details.
啊，他要解明撒种比喻，解明败子的比喻。
He had explained the parable of the sower and of the tares.
啊，但是没有解明啊芥菜种的比喻。
But he did not explain the parable of the mustard seed.
所以我们现在要根据啊圣经的教导来啊解释芥菜种的比喻。
So I'd like to explain the parable of the mustard seed according to the teaching of the Bible.
啊，那我们现在请看马太福音十三章。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章的三十一节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 31.
他要设个比喻啊，对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里。三十二。
32.
这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜多大了，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。这个比喻呀，我们都很熟悉。
Well, very familiar with this parable.
那芥菜种啊，根据百科全书的记载啊，树呢可以高到十尺到十二尺那么高。
So according to the encyclopedia, the mustard seed can grow up to a tree that is as tall as 10.
十尺到十二尺。Ten feet.
To 10 to 12 feet high.
啊。这个高度呢是一个很正常的高度。
And that is a very normal or common height.
因为芥菜种都是这样子。
For this is for all the.
但是呢，这个种子啊确实很小。
But the seed itself is very small.
所以长起来呀、啊，这个很特别啊，因为它比其他的菜啊都高。
So it's very interesting that once it grows up, it's greater than all the other plants.
根据马太福音的记载啊，就说就变成了树。
So according to Matthew, it says it grew up to be a tree.
啊，其实本来就像树的样子的。
So it looks like a tree.
因为它是十尺到十二尺高，很高，大概是像这个这样子高。
For it's about 10 feet to 12 feet high.
啊，那我很高呢，这个天上飞鸟啊，就来那边搭窝来住宿。
So high that even the birds make nests in the trees.
啊，有的解释啊，是说这个芥菜种啊。本来是树是很小的啊，后来就突变了、啊、变成一棵大树啊，本来是菜啊，菜我们知道菜是很小啊，还不到一尺。
So some explanations say that the mustard seed was originally a very small plant but mutated into the growth of a very large tree.
就突变啊，变直啊，就成了树。
So it mutated from a plant into a tree.
啊，这个天上飞鸟啊，这个飞鸟按照主耶稣在撒种比喻里面呢、啊，说飞鸟就是代表着魔鬼。
So the birds of the air, according to the parable of the sower, represents the evil one.
所以魔鬼就来了。
So Satan came.
所以有的解释是说，这个就是当时君士坦丁呢啊，他把他立了一个法令啊。
So there's also explanation that this prefigures Constantine who set a law.
把基督教呢变成国教。
That he set Christianity as a national religion. And that religion became free.
那很多人呢就借着这个方便呢，也加入了这个基督教。
So many people took part in Christianity due to this freedom.
所以就变成一个庞大很势力的天主教。
So later it became a very the Catholic Church.
啊，天国就是神的国。
So heaven is the kingdom of God.
那神的国就变成天主教。
And the kingdom of God became Catholic Church.
那圣经说，我们要尽力啊，竭力进入神的国。
And the Bible tells us we must strive, strive hard to enter.
所以就变成说，我们要尽力竭力啊，进入天主教。
So it also means we should strive hard to enter into Catholic Church.
那神的国是什么呢？
So what is the kingdom of God?
我们要知道，记得神的国就是不在乎吃喝嘛。
So we must remember the kingdom of God is not up to eating or drinking.
那不在吃喝在乎什么？
So if it's not up to those, then what is it up to?
那在乎，大家记得吗？
Do you remember?
公义、和平啊，圣灵中的喜乐。
So it's up to justice, peace, and the joy in the spirit.
这是神的国。
So that is the kingdom of God.
这是我们所追求的。
And that's what we pursue after.
所以我们追求的不是那个腐败啊，那个变质的一个宗教团体。
So what we pursue after is not a corrupted, religious body.
当你主要说啊，天国的比喻呢啊，就像一粒芥菜种。
And the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
所以到底主耶稣的意思是什么？
So what did Lord Jesus mean by this?
因为有人是这样解释的。
So there, this is some of the explanations that are out there.
我们看书有的是这样解释。
And this is how some of the reference books explain this parable.
但是因为主耶稣所讲的比喻啊，这个神国的奥秘啊，是指的他自己本身，是指的神国的教会。
But we know the parable which Jesus spoke of were referring to himself and to the church.
这个神的国是让人享受的。
The kingdom of God is for one to enjoy.
这道理。这个是要指的什么？
So what exactly is it referring to?
我们请看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音。
Book of Mark.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
马可福音第四章二十六节。
Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 26.
马可福音四章二十六。
Mark 4, 26.
又说神的国如何啊？如同啊，人把撒啊，人把种撒在地上。二十七。
27。
且耶稣叫白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。二十八。
28。
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后呢穗上结成饱满的籽粒。二十九。
29。
谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割啊，因为收成的时候到了。只会说神的国就像什么什么。
So Lord Jesus also often says the kingdom of God is like such and such.
因为保罗他深知基督的奥秘，他深知神国的奥秘。
So for Paul, he knew he had a clear understanding of the mystery of the kingdom of God.
所以他在马太福音呢、啊，他在罗马书他说。神的国啊，就是公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
So he said in Roman that the kingdom of God is justice, peace, and joy in spirit.
所以我们要极力的要追求神的国，要进入神的国。
So we must strive with all might to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣说，神的国到底要像什么样
？So Lord Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like?"
他说，就像人呢、啊，把种子撒在地上。
It's like in a man scattering seeds on the ground.
白天撒种子，晚上当然就休息睡觉。
If you scatter seeds in the day, of course you rest at night.
那隔天早上起来呢？这个种子就慢慢发芽。
And the next morning, the seed will start to sprout.
然后就渐渐长大。
It'll slowly grow up.
那个人呢、啊，撒种的人呢、啊，却是不晓得，为什么会这样子
？Yet the one who sows does not know why it happens.
因为他晚上就去睡觉啊。
Or he went to sleep at night.
他还没有看过他，他还没有去浇水。
He did not take care of or water the seeds.
他还没有让他怎么用什么方法啊来使他成长。
And he did not use different ways to let it grow.
因为他的责任就是撒种啊，就去睡觉的。
For his sole duty was to merely sow the seeds and rest.
可是隔天起来却是发现了不一样的。
And the next morning he found something different.
渐渐长了。
That the seeds were growing.
那二十八节说啊，地生五谷啊，是出于自然。
So 28 says the seed, the soil produces grain.
这个自然的，这个自然的法则，也是神在创造世界的时候，他造万物的时候，已经设下一个自然的法则。
And the laws of nature also said in the beginning of God's creation.
自然的法则是神所设立的。
The laws of nature set by God.
因这个种子为什么会发芽，为什么会成长呢？
So why do the seeds grow and sprout?
这个就是出于神的能力。
And that is out of power of God.
所以神的国如同什么
？So what is the kingdom of God like?
这个如同的内容啊，就要表现出神国的能力，就要神的能力。
And that content of the likeness is to reveal the power of the kingdom of God.
我们再看三十节。
That's 3 verse 30.
又说啊，神的国，我们可以用什么比较？ 可用什么比喻表明呢？
And 30, again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it?
马太福音所讲的天国当然就是神的国。
And the kingdom of God mentioned in Matthew 30 represents heavenly kingdom of God.
那比喻啊的原文就是说把一个东西放到旁边。
The original meaning of parable means to place a thing aside.
可以作为比较。
So to make a comparison of it.
放到旁边那个东西要帮助我们了解啊事情的真相。
So the thing placed aside to help us understand the truth of a matter.
好像我们刚刚所读的26节到29节。那个事情的真相就是让我们了解神的能力。
As the verses we just read, the truth of the matter is to understand the power of God.
这种子为什么会成长？
So why do seeds grow?
是出于神的能力。
And that is out of the power of God.
好，那我们再来看30节。
Let's read verse 30.
神的国我们可用什么比较呢？啊，用什么比喻表明呢？31。
31。
好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种多小。啊，32。但种上以后呢，就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出枝子啊，甚至天上的飞鸟可以住宿在它的荫下。我们再念一次。
So, this is a similar passage.
啊，31节。
Let's read it again.
好像一粒芥菜种，种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种多小啊，这个比较。
And here is making a comparison smaller than other plants.
大家种上去以后啊，就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出枝子来。
Yet when it's planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden with such big branches.
因为很大啊，所以甚至天上的飞鸟都可以来啊，都可以来啊，住在它的荫下。
So with its big branches, all the birds of the air can perch in the shade.
明白了吗？
Do you understand?
大家明白这个意思吗？
Do you understand the meaning?
啊，不明白的请举手。
Raise your hand if you don't understand.
啊，没关系，再读一遍啊。
So let's read it one more time.
好像一粒芥菜种啊，种在地里的时候啊，虽比慢慢念呢，虽比地上的百种多小，但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出枝子来，甚至啊，天上的飞鸟可以住宿在它的荫下啊。不懂没关系，因为这是奥秘。
So it's okay if you don't understand, because it is a mystery.
我也不懂啊。
And I don't understand it myself.
我们现在根据圣经啊，根据圣经的教导，一个一个解开，对不对
？But we like to reveal the mystery according to the Bible.
因为我们有圣灵嘛。
For we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是要帮助我们进入真理。
And Holy Spirit to help us to enter into the truth.
啊，帮助我们了解真理，而且要想起耶稣所讲的话。
To help us understand the truth and remind us of what Jesus taught us.
所以第一个。
So first of all,
我们所了解的这个芥菜种啊很小。
So we have an understanding that the mustard seed is very small.
但是它会长大。
But it will grow up.
而且好像树一样。
It will grow up to the size of a tree.
不是变了，不是在变质，因为它本来就长得很高大。
It's not that it mutated, but its original size is like that of a tree.
因为是10尺到12尺高啊。
It's 10 to 12 feet high.
啊，它不是说这个芥菜种本来就是像菠菜还是什么那个啊芥蓝菜啊这样矮矮的。
So we're not saying that the mustard seed grow up to be like the size of a cabbage.
啊，只有这一颗比较特别，只有这一颗啊，哎，不一样啊，突变啊，变成树这样子。
And only one of the mustard seed mutated to grow up to be a tree.
所以芥菜种啊，虽然是很小，但是呢，它长成很高啊，长得非常高。
So the mustard seed is a mustard plant is small, but it grew up to be very tall.
但是你说啊，这是很小的种子哦。
The Bible says it's a very small seed.
所以很小种子啊，大家都看不起啊。那这个哪算什么？这个哪有什么
？So everybody was despised this small seed.
啊，可能比那个菠菜啊、橄榄菜啊那些啊什么高丽菜的种子都还小啊。
So it might be smaller than the seed of the cabbages or the broccolis.
哎，很小。
It's very small.
但是它确实能够长得很大。
But it can grow up to be very large.
大家都看不起啊，因为它很小啊。
And people might despise the sea for its little size.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，你不要叫你小看你年轻哦。
So Paul told Timothy not to despise his age.
小看别人年轻，这是人之常情啊。
And it's natural for us to look down on other people's young age.
我们看有那个年轻传道，他很辛苦啊，太年轻，有人看啊，你这个年轻人懂什么？
And we see how some of the younger pastors went through hard times because people might say, "What do you know since you're so young?"
所以保罗告诉他不要叫你小看你年轻
So Paul told Timothy not to look down on himself
啊，主耶稣当时是被人瞧不起的无家型美容
And likewise with Jesus Christ he was looked down by others
啊，那个乡下的渔夫他能够啊，乡下的木匠啊，他乡下的木匠能够做什么
And what can a carpenter from the countryside do
啊，拿撒勒那个是小城无名小城啊
And Nazareth is merely a city
大家都看不起、
so、
就瞧不起这个很小
So everyone despised anything that is minute.
可是呢，神的能力啊，就在这里彰显出来。
But this is where the power of God is manifested.
神的能力是在人的软弱上彰显出来啊。
And God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses.
所以当我们觉得软弱的时候，不要怕。
So don't be afraid when you feel weak.
甚至于当我们觉得就好像是快失望、快绝望，也不要怕。
Even when you're on the brink of hopelessness or losing help.
一粒那么小的芥菜种，它都能够成长。变得很大
Because even such a small mustard seed can grow up to be something great.
神是不可能事情上能够变成可能
And God can make the impossible possible.
我们请看《申命记》
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记二十七章
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
啊，二十六章
26.
申命记二十六章第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 5
申命记二十六章第五节
Deuteronomy 26 verse 5
你要在主你神面前说我主啊原是一个将亡的亚兰人下到埃及聚集、啊、他人口稀少在那里却成了又大又强人数很多的国民我们看当时啊他们雅各一家下到埃及的时候只不过是七十个人
So I can see when Jacob's whole household went down to Egypt, they only had 70 people.
那为什么圣经说啊，我主啊，我的祖先雅各他们好像是一个将亡的亚兰人
？So why does the Bible say my father was a wandering Aramean?
因为当时啊，产生大饥荒啊。
For there was a great drought.
那大饥荒很多人死亡啊，没东西吃。
And many died because of the drought.
我们看今天非洲国家啊，很多。国家产生饥荒啊
！You see the African countries, many places have severe droughts.
我们从电视上也看到啊。
You have seen them from the TV.
很多人死亡。
Many people have died.
所以当时他们也是快要死了。
So back then they almost died.
还好他们出现啊一个约瑟啊。
But thankfully Joseph was there.
约瑟就拯救他们全家的人。
And Joseph rescued their whole household.
所以看起来他们已经快要灭亡了。
So it may seem as if they were on the brink of.
可是因为神的介入，神的能力使他们成为一个很大的民族。
But because of the intervention of God, they became a great nation.
我们真理是教会呢，1917年在北京成立。
Our true church was established in Beijing in 1917.
1926年啊，传到台湾。
In 1926, it was gospel spread to Taiwan.
啊，当时某一个教派说啊，这个真理是教会啊，三年之内一定会消灭。
A certain denomination declared that true church would diminish within 3 years.
从1917年，然后1926年啊，传到台湾。
So from 1917 to 1926, the gospel was preached to Taiwan.
啊，现在呢是2008年。
And now it's 2008.
经过几年了
？How many years have passed?
真耶稣教会有没有消失呢
？So has true church disappeared?
没有啊。
No.
反正还传到世界各个角落。
Instead, it has been preached to all corners of the earth.
所以在你看起来是很小数啊，很少数。
So it may seem like true church is a minority.
有人说啊，这个不出几年就要灭亡的。
And people say that with the minority is easily to demolish.
但是因为出于神的能力
But out of the power of God,
会长大
we will grow.
这是神的国，神的国就充满着神的能力
So the kingdom of God is filled with His power.
神的国度在教会
The kingdom of God is within our church.
所以教会也是会充满着神的能力
The church likewise will fill with the power of God.
让你看起来是不可能的
Even something that may seem as impossible.
你看我们喜会堂教会当时在买会堂的时候
Imagine when
几个人。
Cerritos Church was about to purchase chapel.
可以算得出来啊。
We can't even count how many members we had.
有收入的几个人。
How many people were having incomes?
这个会堂多少钱买的
？And how much did we purchase the chapel?
将近200万。
Almost, $2 million.
这个很不可思议啊。
So it's almost.
那么少的人能够买到那么价钱那么高的一个会堂。
That so few members can purchase such a high-priced chapel.
乍听看起来是不可能啊。
So many may seem impossible.
但在神国里就充满着能力。
But to God, God's kingdom filled with His power.
在神凡事都能。
In God, everything is possible.
所以当我们觉得很失望的时候
，So whenever we feel down,
不要怕
，Don't be afraid.
来依靠神
，Just rely on God.
神是大有能力的。
And God is full of power.
他是全能的神。
He's Almighty God.
他能够使不可能的事情变成可能。
He can make the impossible possible.
他能够使曲的变直的。
And he can make what is crooked straight.
因为从以前就这样子。
He has been like that since ancient time.
他的能力的以前这样子，现在也是这样子。
And however his power was then, it would be the same today.
所以耶稣讲出这个芥菜种的比喻。
So Lord Jesus spoke of the parable of the mustard seed.
就是告诉我们神国里充满着神的能力。
So tell us that the kingdom of God is full with his power.
所以让我们能够享受神的国。
So we may enjoy his kingdom.
让我们很甘愿很乐意的来到神的国。
So we can very willingly come to his kingdom.
天国好像一粒芥菜种。
The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed.
充满着盼望。
It's full of hope.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans 15:13.
十五章十三节。
Chapter 15:13.
但愿使人有盼望的神。因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。我们在神国里是大有盼望的。
So we have great hope in the kingdom of God.
所以我们今天来到神的国里教会。
So today when we have come to the kingdom of God, which is the church,
神要把喜乐平安赏赐给我们。
God will overflow us with peace and joy.
因着信。
Because of faith.
所以我们要相信神国里是有神的能力。
So we must believe that there is God's power within His kingdom.
神的国度里啊，不是充满着什么异端邪教。
And the kingdom of God is not filled with hypocrisies.
异端邪教的话，神会处理的。
And God will take care of those evils.
像稗子啊，稗子神会处理。
Just as God will take care of those tares.
但是稗子呢，里面也有好的麦子啊。
And within the tares, there are good wheats.
就是在这个团体神的国度也要公义啊。
It's that there is justice within the kingdom of God.
什么是神的公义？
What is the justice of God?
神的公义就是将来那些麦子呢，会把它收起来啊，放在火里烧。
It is that at the end time God will take out the tares and burn them in fire.
所以教会里面只要是有不法的事情。
So if there are unlawful things within church.
因为神的国里是有充满的公义。
For there the kingdom of God is full of justice.
所以神会亲自处理。
So God will take care of everything himself.
教会里面充满着盼望。
And the church of God is full of hope.
为什么我们有盼望呢？
So why do we have hope?
有没有圣灵的能力？
Because we have the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，现在的人很多人没有盼望啊。
And many people today do not have hope.
所以有很多忧郁症。
So many have depression.
因为没有圣灵的能力。
But they don't have the power.
因为他们没有来到神的国度里。
When they have not yet come to the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣才告诉他们说，神的国就好像芥菜种一样。
So therefore, Lord Jesus told them that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed.
虽然是很小
，though it's very small.
但它发展出一个很大的树。
And it grows up to a big tree.
主耶稣在鼓励人呐，祷告有信心。
And Lord Jesus encourages to pray and to have faith.
我们请看。马太福音。
Let's turn back to Matthew.
马太福音十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
二十节。
Verse 20.
马太福音十七章二十。
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
耶稣说啊，是因你们的信心小，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种。就是对这座山说啊，你从这边挪到那边，他必挪去，并且你们没有一件事不能做的事的。这么主耶稣啊，来勉励人要有信心。
Here, Lord Jesus encourages to have faith.
那门徒啊，来问主耶稣说啊，求神加添我们的信心。
For the disciples came to Jesus to strengthen their faith.
那主耶稣啊，因为他们不能够赶出鬼啊。
For they could not cast out demons.
主耶稣就对他们说，是因为你们信心小。
The Lord Jesus told them, it's because you have so little faith.
啊，你们信心小，是有像一粒芥菜种。
You have so little faith, like in a mustard seed.
啊，有人说啊，你们信心小，是像一粒芥菜种那么小。
He said, tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed.
啊，不可能，因为主耶稣才说，你们不能够赶出鬼，是因为你们信心小。
How is it possible when Jesus just told them you can't cast out demons because you have little faith?
主耶稣不会说，你们信心做得像一粒芥菜种那么小。
So Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed.
所以主耶稣这里所要用的是芥菜种本身的特性。
So Jesus is trying to use the characteristic of a mustard seed.
因为主耶稣说，描述 你们信心只要是像一芥菜种那么小。
For Lord Jesus told them, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed.
小的话，主责备他们说，你们信心怎么那么小，小信的人呢、啊？
But when talking about small, Jesus just rebuked them, saying, "You men of little faith."
不可能用这个芥菜种的体积啊的面积，它的形状啊，来形容信心的大小。
So he could not be describing the size of faith, using the size of the mustard seed.
而是要告诉他们说，你看芥菜种那么小。
However, he's telling them, look how small the mustard seed is.
大家应该出于神的能力。
However, it's out of the power of God.
它能够长出像树那么大。
That can grow up to the size of a tree.
所以你们信心只要是有像这样子的话。
So if you have this faith as small as a mustard
seed. 第一个要因着信。
First, you'll be because of faith.
因着圣灵的大能大力，使我们充满着盼望。
Because of the great power of the Holy Spirit, that we are full with hope and joy.
只要是有这种信心。
If we have that kind of faith.
对这座山说啊，你从这边移到那边啊，他会听你的。
Then we can say this mountain move from here to there, and we shall listen to you.
所以神国里啊，也是充满着能力。
So the heavenly kingdom is also full of God's
power. 但是要有信心呢、啊。
But we must have faith.
因此这边说啊，信心像一粒芥菜种啊。就产生莫大的能力。
Therefore, it says here, if you have faith as small as a mountain, as a mustard seed, then you can do great things.
我们再请看马太福音二十，二十章二十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20, verse 21.
二十一章二十一节，马太福音二十一章二十一节。
Matthew 21, verse 21.
耶稣回答说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心呢、啊，不疑惑，不但能行。”无花果树上所行的事，就是对这座山说啊，你挪开此地，投在海里，也必成就。二十二，你们祷告无论求什么，只要信，就必得着。这是神国里面的享受神国里的好处。
So within the kingdom of God, we can enjoy all its goodness.
我们刚刚讲到啊，主耶稣说啊，里面的信心啊，表示像芥菜种啊，不要再说小了。说芥菜种就好啊！说像芥菜种，你们就能够对这座山说，一到那里，他就会听你的。
We have just mentioned, Lord Jesus told us that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, then we can tell the mountain to move here, and you shall move here.
啊，这边主要是说啊，说到移山倒海的事情啊。
And here Jesus also talked about moving mountains into the sea.
啊，但是呢，你们信心呢不疑惑。
But here says you must not doubt.
可见呢，这个芥菜种。芥菜种的信心就是不疑惑的信心。
So clearly we can see that the faith of a mustard seed is one that is unshaken.
很扎实的。
It's very steadfast.
而且种的是好种啊。
For it is a good seed.
好种很扎实，不是空的。
That it is very full. It is not empty.
空的话叫不实际。
If it is empty, then it's not real.
不会产生作用。
Then it will not be effective.
因为芥菜种是很实际的。
For the mustard seed is very
充满着盼望。
It is full of hope.
因为只要信啊，就被得着。
So if you believe, then you shall receive.
那我们再看回来马太福音。
Let's turn back to Matthew.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
啊，对不起，马可福音啊，马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
三十一。
Verse 31.
好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种都小，这个芥菜种呢，必须要种在地里。
So the mustard seed must be planted in the ground.
主耶稣怎么来形容一个种子种在地里
？So how did Lord Jesus describe a seed being planted in the ground？
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
十二章二十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 24.
我实在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。芥菜种的比喻只有把一粒芥菜种撒在土里。
In the parable of the mustard seed, only one mustard seed was planted into the ground.
它就长得很好长了很多的树，结出很多的果子。
Then grows up to be a very well-off tree, bearing many branches.
然后人们就那个种子它的种子再去磨成粉。
Then men will take the seed and grind it into powder.
那粉就可以拿去卖。
Then you can sell that powder.
所以这个种子呢，主要是在这里说啊，像一粒麦子啊，落在地里就死了。
So here, Lord Jesus says, mustard seed is like a kernel of wheat that falls into the ground and
落在地里，它会产生变化。
And within in the soil, it will have transformation.
产生另外一种生命。
It will produce a new form of life.
因为这些种它不变化的话，本身还是一粒种子啊。
So without transformation, mustard seed is still merely a seed.
但是它产生变化啊，就变成能够长出来发芽。
But once it has transformation, then it can sprout and grow.
所以它在地的时候，事实上已经它生命已经被更新，产生变化。
So while it's still underground, its life has already been transformed.
他牺牲自己啊！
他 sacrifice itself，
然后就结出很多的籽粒。
So he may produce more fruits。
所以在神国里是充满着爱心啊，充满着大家都有这种牺牲的精神。
So likewise within the kingdom of God, all should have this heart of sacrifice。
所以主就说啊
，If the Lord Jesus said，
啊，三十二节
，32，
三十二节
，Verse 32，
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
32， but I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself。
主要就在世上的时候，他没有家庭美容啊。
Our Lord Jesus on earth, he had no a good family.
他来自一个木匠的家庭。
He came from a family of a carpenter.
来自一个贫穷的家庭。
He came from a not so well-off family.
他的家乡啊，也没有出现什么伟人呢、啊。
And no great man came from his hometown.
他被钉十字架的时候
，When he was crucified on the cross,
满脸满身都是血。
His full body and face was full of blood.
死得很凄惨。
And he died in a very tragic way.
也不是很荣耀的死啊。
It was not a very glorified death.
啊，圣灵说啊，他好像罪人一样啊，背负着十字架。
The Bible says he was like a sinner.
忍受羞辱。
Carrying a cross, bearing all the shame.
那他怎么能够吸引万人呢
？So how could he attract all men？
就是因为他的爱。
It was because of his love.
啊，现在很多人啊，为了耶稣而牺牲啊。
So many people today sacrifice themselves for the sake of Christ.
很多宣道团啊，到世界各地去啊传道。
And many denominations travel abroad the world to preach.
有很多人到非洲，到那个偏僻、到落后的国家。
Many also travel to Africa to the most rural areas to preach.
他们是真正冒着生命的危险呢。
And they have really put their life at risk.
很多的蚊虫
There are many bugs and mosquitoes,
有很多的毒蛇
many serpents,
很多的野兽
many beasts,
所以他们要冒着生命危险去传福音、啊、
So they risk their life to preach the gospel
所以为什么很多的人、啊、跟随耶稣的脚步
And this is also why many follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus
难道他们不知道生命是很可贵的吗
Do they not know that their life is precious
难道他们没有子女吗
Do they not have any children
难道他们没有家庭吗
Do they not have any families
难道他们是社会上的渣滓吗
Are they the low ones of the society.
都不是啊。
It is not that.
有的是医生啊。
Some of them are doctors.
有的是律师啊。
Some are lawyers.
放弃高薪的工作啊，加入宣道的行列、啊。
However, they have given up their high-paying jobs to join this mission.
那为什么他们要这样子
？So why did they do that?
就是因为耶稣被举起。
It's because Jesus Christ had been lifted up.
耶稣不认识我们呢、啊。
And Jesus did not know us.
我们本来是生活在无助当中、啊。
Originally, we're living in helplessness.
生活在黑暗当中。
We're living in darkness.
但是耶稣爱的感动了很多人。
But the love of Jesus Christ has compelled many.
今天的爱也感动我们。
And likewise, today His love has compelled us.
所以我们愿意要跟从耶稣的脚步。
So we're willing to follow His footsteps.
我们愿意要效法他牺牲精神。
We're willing to imitate His spirit of sacrifice.
所以这个神国里是充满着爱。
So the kingdom of God is full of love.
那个、神国里面有平安有喜乐
There is peace and joy in the kingdom of God
所以让人很羡慕
So it is very admirable
那、这次我去多哥、啊、非洲一个国家叫多哥
So this time I had the chance to go visit Togo、
啊、因为聚会完以后、啊、他们就很多人起来做见证
So after service many raised up to bear testimonies、
啊、有位姐妹她做见证说、啊、她会来信耶稣、啊、就是因为教会的爱心呢、啊、
？So there's a sister who testified she came in to believe because of the love of the church.
因为当这位姐妹她住院的时候
，Because when she was hospitalized，
那时候她还没信耶稣啊。
And then she was not yet a believer.
她住进医院。
And when she was hospitalized，
那我们一位姐妹呢也不认识她。
And one of our sisters did not know her then.
只是听说有一个人呢、啊，有一个她的朋友的朋友啊。住到医院里去。
So she merely simply heard that a friend of her friend was hospitalized.
她也不认识她。
And she did not know her then.
我们教会这位姐妹就经常去看她，帮她祷告。
So our sister would often visit this lady and prayed for her.
当苗女去看她的时候，我们叫姐妹去看她。
So when no one visited her, our sister would visit her.
当苗女关心她的时候，我们叫姐妹去关心她。
And when no one cared for her, our sister was the one to care for
her. 当苗女去帮她祷告的时候，我们叫姐妹去帮她祷告。
No one prayed for her, it was our sister who prayed for her.
她说这样子，被这个姐妹的爱呀所吸引呢。
It was because of that she was attracted by the love of our sister.
这个教会怎么能不去呀
？How can I not go to this church?
神的国是充满着爱心呐。
The kingdom of God is full of such love.
去医院里面也要冒着生命危险啊，细菌很多啊。
Even when you go to the hospital, you risk your life due to all the bacteria.
但她有牺牲精神。
But she had the spirit of sacrifice.
一粒麦子落在地里死的。
The kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies.
她的生命产生变化。
Its life has transformation.
我们要有爱心的话，我们的生命一定要产生变化。
So if we want to have love, our life must also have transformation.
我们的老我，我们的老我那个老的我哈，这不能够做什么。
And our old self can do nothing.
老的我不能够成就神的义。
The old self cannot fulfill the righteousness of God.
老的我不能够对弟兄姐妹有帮助。
The old self cannot bring gains to our brothers
and sisters. 老的我不能够荣耀神的名。
The old self cannot glorify the name of God.
如果当一个人生命被更新了，真正被更新了。
So once a person's life has truly been transformed.
因为神的国里有圣灵的能力。
Because within the kingdom of God is the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要被称为更新的灵。
The Holy Spirit will become the spirit of transformation.
圣灵的作用啊，不是说啊，就是啊，你有圣灵的好。
The function of the Holy Spirit is not merely to let us have it.
圣灵的作用就是要帮助我们更新呢、啊。
The function of the Holy Spirit to help us.
要帮助我们生命产生改变。
To help our life have a transformation.
让我们有能力去爱别人。
So we may have the ability, a capability to love others.
神的国就像一粒芥菜种。
So the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed.
我们再请看回来，马可福音。
Let's turn back to the book of Mark.
马可福音。
Book of Mark.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
但种上以后，我们就长起来，比各样的啊菜多大。要长出大枝子来，甚至天上的飞鸟啊，请注意啊，甚至天上的飞鸟也可以来住在它的荫下。
So it says even the birds of the air can perch in the shade.
这边没有说，甚至天上的飞鸟来吃它的种子。
So here it doesn't say the birds of the air came and eat of its seeds.
说天上飞鸟可以，甚至天上的飞鸟大大啊，甚至天上飞鸟。可以来住宿他的荫下。
However, it says even the birds of the air can perch in its shade.
得到他的保护，得到休息。
To have its protection and rest.
这个很感人呢、啊。
So it's truly very.
我们想想那个画面啊，那个画面，假如你是那个小鸟，有那么一棵树，哇，你很高兴啊。
So can you imagine yourself as a little bird with such a big tree? You must be very happy.
很多年以前呢、啊，这个中国大陆有一场的文化大革命。
And before there was in mainland China a revolutionary.
Yeah.
Cultural revolution.
那因为那个年轻人、啊、没事做，学校关门
了、啊。And for the youth had nothing to do, for the schools were all shut down.
他们的任务哈、啊，那个年轻人任务，每个家庭的任务就是把鸟，反正鸟那个鸟停在你们家的哈、啊，就要把它赶走。
So the task, the responsibility of each household was to cast away all the birds that were perched in the houses.
然后每个人都赶鸟啊，这个鸟就找不到地方停啊。
So while everyone was casting away birds, they had no place to rest.
结果鸟飞累了，哎，它就摔下来。
So once they're tired, they would fall, drop on the ground and die.
本来鸟是要吃那个蝗虫的。
And originally, the birds eat the grasshoppers.
结果鸟都死光了。
After the birds have all died,
蝗虫没有敌人了，哎，蝗虫就入侵了。
Now the grasshopper have no place.
吃他们的谷物。
Predators, they come and eat all the
meat. 所以他们就有饥荒。
So they had a severe drought.
一只鸟假设能够找到一个树可以休息，哇，很好吧。
So it is wonderful if the birds can find a place to rest on.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
看啊，必有一王啊，凭着公义行政；必有首领借着公平掌权。第二节。
Verse 2.
必有一人像避风港、啊、像避风所和避暴雨的隐秘处，又像河流在干旱之地，像大磐石的影子在疲乏之地。有一个人要掌权，
so king will reign.
他也要像避风所和避暴雨的隐秘处。
He will be like a shelter from the wind and refuge from the storm.
要像一个大磐石，他有影子。
Also have the shadow of a great rock.
让疲乏的人啊，在那个影子底下稍微休息啊。
So those who are weary may rest under the shade.
说这个人到底是谁
？So who is this person?
这个人就是耶稣基督的。
And、this person is Lord Jesus Christ.
说耶稣他说，凡是劳苦担重担的人，可以到这里来，你们就可以得到安息。
So Lord Jesus said, whosoever is burdened, you may come to me, shall have rest.
所以神的国就是让人得到安息的。
So the kingdom of God is a place where we shall have rest.
我们要竭力进入神的国
We may strive without effort to enter.
因为那边呢可以找到隐秘处啊
For there is a place where you can find shadow.
可以找到磐石的影子
It's where you can find the shadow of the great rock.
可以找到避风港
A shelter.
避暴风雨的地方
And a refuge from the storm.
说神的国很多很人啊很多人呢、啊、喜欢来啊
So many people love to come to the kingdom of God.
我们不要离开这个神的国啊
You should never depart from the kingdom of God.
神的国就是公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐
The kingdom of God is full of justice, love, and peace and love joy from spirit.
所以耶稣来的目的啊就是把神的国传开啊
So the purpose of the Lord Jesus is to preach and spread the news of the kingdom.
他说比喻要传神的国
And he used parables to describe the mystery of the kingdom.
啊神的国近了你们要悔改啊
The kingdom of God is near, you must repent and repent.
神的国在你们心里。
The kingdom of God is in your heart.
神的国并不是离你们很远。
The kingdom of God is not far off from you.
神的国就在你们心里。
The kingdom of God is right in your heart.
很近呢。
It's very near.
我们可以享受的。
We can enjoy it.
现在就可以享受。
Enjoy it right now.
不要等到以后。
Not to wait till the future.
在地如在天。
Right now it's on earth as it is in heaven.
使我们行神的旨意。
As long as we do the will of God, we strive forward to enter into His kingdom to fully enjoy it. And that is the mystery of the kingdom of God. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.